Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, where it's season 9, episode 4, was a pretty good episode. I laughed a lot. I liked it.
You know what? It was right above neutral, like nothing too crazy. I got the things I wanted to get from last episode. Yeah. I'm very excited for next episode.
I don't remember, so it obviously didn't strike a chord with me, but we'll talk about it.
The preview again today.
We'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, before we get started, check out the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast. We have Summer is Fun, our Summer House podcast, which will also include Winter is Fun, our Winter House podcast, which comes out Monday. Like this Monday. You're listening to this. Like the Monday after you listen to
this release. Yeah.
Like Winter House starts and we're fucking ready. Nice. Also, follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. I am vamping it. Listen up, bitches. God. We got so many likes. I cannot disappoint. I'm like addicted to this Instagram now.
Here's the thing. It's the Winter House and Summer House people showing up. So everybody listen here on Vanderpump Train. Step it up because honestly, there's way better Vanderpump stuff to post, in my opinion, but the Winter House people come out of the woodwork.
Showing or up. Summer House, they're fucking excited for it.
Yes.
But please, like, I'm so obsessed with this Instagram. It's all I do and all I think about. So if you could just give us all the likes so we become verified and this can be my full-time job.
DM us. Alicia and I like fight over the DMs about whose conversation is going on.
It's so funny. Also join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get. So $1 a month, you get access to all of our pre-shows where Meredith and I mostly talk about Bravo shit because there's so much happening.
They're so long these days and I love it.
Honestly, you have like over a year of pre-shows too.
Yes.
Like kill some time. Just kill some time. Play us in the background of work.
And they're not even that important that if you're working while you're doing them.
Yeah, you can tune us out.
It's okay if you miss them.
But it's super fun. You might get a few laughs. Just let us know. And then... also, you get episodes that we record early. So not usually with live shows, but when we go back and record.
Well, Winter House, you'll get it a few days early sometimes.
That's true. Winter House, you'll probably get
it
early.
And Vanderpump, you definitely get it like 12 hours early.
So you might as well. I mean, like what else are you doing for 12 hours? You might as well.
And there's so much content on there.
Literally so much. And then for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after shows, which we don't do during live seasons, but we do when we go back and watch old seasons. And there's tons of shit on there. Like again, like a year's worth of after shows, check it out all through the pandemic. Most of the time it was Bravo related. Sometimes we went off on tangents. Sorry, not sorry. Also for $2 a month, we will say your name on the podcast. So let me pull it up. Thank you to Chris, Danae, Dustin, Gina, Jackie, Mariah, Tracy, Zoe, and our new patron, Kelsey.
Woohoo! New patron alert!
We love you. Thank you so much. You guys are the best.
Welcome to the party. It's a never-ending party, truly.
Yeah, like Kelsey's just here to get all of our pre-shows and after-shows.
I mean, Alicia and I like maybe take 1 week off a year of not recording stuff.
We want this. Well, I'm telling you, we want this to be our full-time job. So if you guys could just
round. We enjoy it.
But could you imagine if we made enough to live off that? Like, wouldn't you rather be doing this? I would rather be talking about fucking
because
Bravo.
I enjoy this. This is our lunch table.
Once it becomes like a job then it's not like fun hard. Anymore. That's true. Like we don't need this, but I want it. I want it. I'll do it. I'll do it, you guys. But then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus during live seasons, which is now, this is your time to join for $5 a month. When it's not live seasons, go back to $2 a month, but now's the time for $5 a month because we ask for your opinions on every single show. And guess what? We got some opinions this episode. Don't DM us. I mean, like we enjoy it. We'll converse
we'll
with
talk
you,
to
we're
you.
Not, we're not going
to
like read it.
We can't do it with everyone.
Yeah. So just, this is your way to talk to us. This is your way to be on the podcast. We're going to talk about your stuff. Like usually we answer
it's
back.
Like a lightning rod. This is exactly how to get your message straight down.
Yeah. Also, we pick a patron of the episode. So this week, I gotta pick him because he commented. I'm picking Dustin.
Woohoo!
Dustin gave us a comment. Wait, I'm excited for Dustin's to talk opinions. About it. We all know Dustin. He's more of a Summer House fan, but he watches Vanderpump with Jackie. And, yes,
he's dedicated to both.
He gave us his thoughts, and I'm excited for them.
I can't wait. I really hope that they're about the topic I'm thinking in my head. So I can't believe I have to wait like an hour just to talk about these comments.
Also, Meredith and I are getting drunk.
Ooh,
so I'm doing by great. The end of this, I really haven't eaten today either. So by the time this, like, we're at the end.
Oh my God. I didn't really I never think about how I don't eat dinner whenever we this. That's why we get this is so fun.
That's why I'm like slurring my words by the end of
on empty stomach.
At the end of the podcast.
We both got two drinks. We're mixing up. I made a vodka kind of like a lemonade, but it's not sweetened, so it's a little sour.
Oh, I kind of like it. Mine's some sour too.
Puerto Rican juice.
Good for you. I'm doing Truly lemonade just because they're in my fridge.
But basically the same thing.
I'll crack one later. I'll crack my second one later. My first one's already cracked for our pre-show, okay. Which was well, like yeah, a fucking hot car crash.
I just cheers myself.
I was there with you in spirit. I can't wait till we do a live show with us and we'll like video record us just getting hammered and like talking. Well,
sometimes I think we should post the videos to Patreon.
We should. We honestly should one day. Maybe like the last episode of Winter House, we like do it. Ooh, or like finales, okay. We do it. Also idea. I mean, this is just us. Whenever we get together, we record us watching the show and then talking about it after.
Oh my gosh.
What a dirty.
It's like the 2 hours people's couch coming us. Back.
Oh, I love. Okay. Let's talk about this damn show, huh? Not damn. Mm-hmm. It's great. But damn show. Previously on Vanderpump Rules, the Toms are opening up a bar and Katie wants to be super involved so it can be like her baby. But Sandoval does not like that because he's the parent, not Katie. Brock hasn't seen his kids his two kids in 4 years. And Lala thinks that's literally super crazy. The crew went to Palm Springs and James proposed to Raquel at Archella.
What? I mean, great. Okay. I'm going to start off with, I feel bad. Because why? I roasted Bravo, I feel like, in our last episode about how we didn't get a celebration from the crew. And we
but didn't. Now we get it. I mean, I wish it wasn't cut though. Like, I wish it wasn't divided into
that's it didn't make sense the way it was cut.
Because we literally didn't spend that much time in Palm Springs after this. No. But it's fine. So James has proposed. Hooray, everyone is celebrating. Sandoval lets everyone know, and the shock is like my favorite thing in the world. No one can believe.
Because they're
like
all drunk too.
Oh my God. Tom Schwartz is like, what? I'm dead inside. Like, he's so upset that but like also happy. He like,
I think they're all shocked that they had no idea. I don't think they even noticed James and Raquel walk off.
No, they're too drunk to notice anything.
That taco truck was not utilized.
Yeah, no one fucking cares. I would still be at the someone be like, he proposed. I'd be like, but tacos?
But my taco truck was done.
I wouldn't want a proposal without tacos.
True.
So Raquel is super happy. She is the future Mrs. James Kennedy. She cannot believe this is her life. I love how happy she is.
I know. She's like, I'm surrounded by my friends. I have a festival named after myself. Like, what is going on?
Sandoval's the best BFF ever. James is over Schwartz and Sandy's. Like, it is James and Sandoval from now on.
I love that. I'm on board on that.
I'm into it too. Raquel calls her mom, tells her it's a Tiffany's ring or a Tiffany's diamond.
This is a big, no, she doesn't say Tiffany's diamond because at this point Tiffany's she doesn't ring. Know.
Yeah,
but this is a big thing on the internet and on Watch What Happens Live right after because Raquel says it's a Tiffany and Co. ring. And we'll get there. I'll discuss.
Yeah. Okay. So she tells her mom, actually, it was in a Tiffany's box. That's yes. Exact wording. And it's great because James took his first steps at Tiffany's. We get like reminded.
I love that flashback.
So Raquel feels like a real life princess. And then we cut to my favorite real life princess, Ariana, drunk Ariana to be exact.
Yes.
She has like cried five times. She's absolutely fucking belligerent. I don't think Sandoval is, because he was planning this thing. So yes, like, he's true. Like, he is so in love with her that he's just like so attentively listening as Ariana talks about her magical Coachella with Tom and how she like cannot believe this happened and she's so happy. And Tom is like so happy to hear Ariana being happy that he hopes he can recreate something for Ariana like this all the time. And she's like, you always do. You always recreate magical things.
She's like, I know you were so involved in this. Basically, like, it has like Sandoval written all over it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Sandoval, like, literally his look, I can feel his love for Ariana, which is magic. Like, even Schwartz doesn't give me that. Like, him and Katie have been married for so long.
Schwartz is, like, lazy and, like, just on in his own world. And but, like, Tom and Ariana truly have a partnership.
Yes. So Ariana, or Sandoval, basically in his confessional says he just wants to make Ariana happy and wants to do something special for her if and when they get engaged, because Ariana has been very open how she hasn't wanted an engagement.
And I was, when he said this, I was like, oh, this breaks my heart, because she doesn't want to be married.
But then her confessional was like, she goes, how could you say no if someone asks you to marry them like this? She goes, if this was the proposal, but it was just us, because Ariana doesn't want like people there.
She's not into it for everyone else, but she loves how tailored this is for Raquel.
If it was just her and him, then maybe, which is like a big long way. I was like, from like, absolutely not.
Is a crack in the door. Previously, I thought this thing was deadbolted, like plastered over. You couldn't even find the doorknob, but like now there's a doorknob. It is unlocked, and you can see some light through it.
And Sandoval's got a bus. He's got to right now. Tomorrow, he's got to start planning.
This will happen.
Can you imagine this aired and Sandoval's watching it? Or like, they get it a week early. So he's watching it and he's just like, and he just immediately starts calling everyone. He's like, I got to
plan.
Here's
the thing is, he will not do it on the show. That is a given.
No.
So Ariana does not want that. It will happen in the fall, winter, or spring.
I don't know what's special to them in fall, winter, or spring, but I hope that he figures it out.
Technically, Coachella really does happen when they're not filming.
Oh, you're right. Also, Sandoval's so attentive. He probably remembers that like random story Ariana told him 17 years ago that meant nothing.
Like, or like something about her dad.
Oh my God, I would fucking die inside. Stop. I can't get excited for something that might not happen. Anyway, the party was a success. Rachella was great. We have a proposal. We go back to the rental. Raquel's fucking engaged, you guys.
This is amazing. I mean, but bigger news. Lala asks, are they going to be able to have sex tonight? Because
no, that's not what she asked.
Okay, no, sorry.
We're going to talk about this.
Why?
She says, are they going to bump pee-pees?
I hate that. I literally wrote,
I hate it. You are at least 26.
She right now, I believe, is 32 years old.
You're a fucking mother.
Just kidding. She is not 32 years old.
Literally, if you are over the age of 20, you shouldn't be having sex if you say pee-pees. Let's start there.
You are in high school.
Let's start there really quick. Because Randall and Lala were too drunk to have sex.
I get it.
But Katie was like, are you dumb? James doesn't drink.
I know.
And Raquel was like, of course we're bumping tonight. She's not going to say pee-pee.
She's hammered.
Raquel's a fucking adult.
Here's the thing is like, it's going to be fine because James is sober, but Raquel is hammered.
She doesn't give a fuck. She's so in love. She is fucking
confidently talking to Lala. That's how you know she is hammered.
Yeah. But Sheena has to go pump. So her and Brock are going to leave, and Brock says, haha, welcome to parent life. And this sets Lala off.
Which I didn't get that comment.
I think it's just like, we have to leave early. Haha, parents.
I thought he was saying to either Lala, Raquel, or James, like, welcome to parent life. No. And now that makes sense. He was saying it about Sheena's comment. This is what parents do.
He was like, haha, welcome to my parent life kind of shit. And then Lala was like, what the fuck? You have two other kids. But like, you, the fucking, it doesn't matter. What if you have a baby? It's like, welcome to parent life.
This is what we got to do.
And I don't take. Yeah.
He was around when his kids were babies. So like, back off of those comments.
Also, I don't take his comments to be like that serious.
No, like, it's not like he's like an expert. He's just saying like, no. Gotta go do the parenthood thing.
This is what, it'd be like if on your second marriage, I'm sure Randall's like, oh, this is the wife life or the married life. Just cause you were married.
Yeah. Before. Like if Randall was like happy wife, happy life, they'd be like, really Randall?
You were already married.
Your first wife wasn't happy.
It doesn't matter. Literally, I was probably like 16 throwing a fit and my dad was like, parent life, and he's been a dad for 16 years. Like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah. Okay, Jesus. That makes more sense. I thought I could not figure out what he was talking about based on Lala's comment.
I must go. So Schwartz and Sandy, I'm gonna call him Sandy. Stop. I just love it.
You know, that actually might help me get a little bit more on board. I'm on board with the name, just not the name plus the concept.
Acid at grandma's.
Fucking A.
It sends me every time.
A sweater right now.
So Schwartz and Sandy have like a nice moment. Schwartz is so impressed. Like he cannot believe that Sandoval did all this. I guess if you're going to propose to Raquel, it's got to be amazing or it better not happen.
Ooh.
That's fucking right.
But I mean, how much did this cost?
Oh my God. Schwartz does that thing where he's like, if you don't mind me asking, how much did it cost? And Sandoval's like, no, it's fine. It was $25,000. And Schwartz.
Oh my God. I thought he said 2,500.
No, 25K.
Shut the fuck up. This was $25,000.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Firework. You had like a full display of fireworks.
I think I had to rationalize it in my brain when I watched it that it was only $2,500.
You're like, that's fine. No, but like, that's how much he makes in one episode. Like, who gives a fuck?
I guess, but like, if I were his business partner, I would be pissed.
Schwartz has a pure heart attack.
Yeah.
Because
like, we're trying to open a goddamn bar. And I mean, okay, Sandoval, like last episode was like, you can always borrow more money, but like, no, you can't.
Okay, slightly in his defense, him and James split it. So it was 12.5K each. But also, we know Bravo paid for fucking something. So
I don't think so. I don't think so because
you're the one that got me on board last week.
I was thinking that they would, but the more I think about it, Bravo doesn't pay for like marriages and like those types of things. Like they probably paid for this trip in like the house that they stayed in, but there's no way they paid for like that fireworks display.
Okay, that's what I thought originally. So I'm going back to my original Bravo didn't pay. Sandoval really did pay.
That's what I thought. It was $2,500.
No,
I was on board with Bravo pitching in.
Sandoval can't do things tiny, and he's gonna get a home equity loan that Ariana's not responsible for, even though they're on the same house.
Well, every time Sandoval talks about trying to get money, I'm like, the way Lala sees Brock in parenthood is how I see Sandoval in business.
And like finance.
Yes. I'm like,
you're just like,
you know, we nothing. Know,
we know he's like not short of cash. He's been on the show for nine seasons.
He's short of cash. He's not liquid, but he's not like pouring out on his ass.
He's fucking fine. He's been like an intricate part of Vanderpump Rules for at least 8
years.
He's
the number one guy in the group.
He is.
And it is uncontested now.
He literally didn't even uncontested. Know it. No, you know what? It was uncontested only. Or it was contested only
it
by
It was
Jack.
Contested by one person.
I literally.
He who shall not be named.
I just love that Schwartz was probably like, I'm at least number five guy in the group. He's like, I don't even make top three.
He's like, I'm only number five because like there's one less guy here. So like I'm number five.
I moved up. I didn't make top five, but I'm at least top 10. And they're like, there's only like 8 guys on the show.
With,
and
he's
like,
with yes. Jax and Bo leaving, there's one less guy. So like I'm the
Bo beat him like one season on. Schwartz was like, I go down again. Logan and Max show up and he's like, I just
oh, that's true. Max showed up. He's like, damn it, I'm below Max.
Max has a whole storyline. Damn.
I didn't know Max was gonna be in episode one. Now I'm still six.
We have to get through this. Okay, but
this is why we don't drink.
We can't drink. So Schwartz says, though, he's so impressed with Sandoval that Sandoval can name the bar and that Schwartz doesn't hate Schwartz and Sandoval.
Okay, I'm raising my hand over here because Pound is spending $12,500 or whatever the amount is, and doing a good job on a proposal equate to good business. Like, Schwartz's reasoning doesn't make sense. I think Sandoval should name the bar, but the reasoning doesn't.
You know that Tom would never, Schwartz would never commit to anything that's
okay
over $20.
Okay.
Sandoval committed for something that was
like the executed, brought it yes to fruition, like this did an amazing job. It's about the planning and yes execution. Okay.
Someone needs to get the job done. It's going to be Sandoval. This is what that shows. Okay. And I mean, I don't know why Schwartz didn't realize this before.
I know.
This
it's
moment.
Like, okay, you're the Lisa. Without having Lisa, you stepped up and you are the Lisa. So, like, okay, you can name it.
I am
just like
still
Lisa
the Jiggy
told us the name.
It's still Jiggy. Schwartz is still the Jiggy. Meredith is currently crying.
Schwartz is like, so, by the way, I know I clean toilets at Tom Tom. That's still my role here, right?
I'm not just over clean a toilets bus boy. I'm only bus boy level.
Actually, can I get promoted to bus boy? Maybe. The bar back? Maybe bar
it
back.
Just think about it.
Just on the slow days, because you know I get stressed out behind a bar.
I have a note about that later. I'll just spill it. Schwartz was behind the bar and I was like, wait. And Schwartz literally was like, do I make a Manhattan? And I was
okay,
like,
but I also decided not to like fast forward way too far. But I was like, there's no way the restaurant's actually open because no one is wearing masks in there.
Oh my God, you're right.
That's why he was behind the bar. There were only Bravo people that we have ever seen prior.
It was the cameraman who's like, I can't drink. And Schwartz is like, pretend I'm making
Ken Todd was the one ordering a drink at the bar. You know there weren't actual patrons.
You're right. Fuck it. You're right. But basically this wraps up with Sandoval saying if Katie's pissed that he's going to name this bar, it lands on Schwartz.
Schwartz? But here's the thing, Schwartz pulls these types of moves. So Katie and Sandoval are always mad at each other for Schwartz's lack of a backbone.
Schwartz is the issue.
Yes.
Hot take, because everyone hates Sandoval. It's probably Schwartz.
Everybody has a friend like this where they're so nice that then like you can't really blame them for anything, but they're the problem.
They're the problem. It's Schwartz. Okay, so back at the rental house for the morning after, a lot of picks.
James morning fiance.
I know they wake up as fiancés. James is so excited he's gonna shout it from not the mountains because he's not there, but from his chair and run around the studio.
I loved how he stands up on his chair and that mic thing's in the way. I was like, I like this a lot.
Yeah, he really dedicated himself to this. Katie and Schwartz wake up. They're super excited for the fiancés. And Schwartz says he's just so impressed with Sandoval. And he goes, oh, by the way, Sandoval can name the bar. I'm fine. I don't hate. I'm going to learn to love the name.
Schwartz, this is literally what I mean when I say that you are a pushover. This is literally the moment.
Literally, you got steamrolled. See, right here. It was also great because I don't know if you noticed, but Katie's eyes were closed until Tom said that. And they shot. Oh, she was like, what?
You got steamrolled, little bitch.
Yeah, so Katie's pissed. Schwartz keeps saying like it'll grow on you. And Katie says the only two things that can grow on her is her hair on her head and her fingernails. Fuck this name.
Okay, this is something else. Okay, Katie, like at some point you do gotta let this go.
You can't name the bar. Like you're not
fully there.
An investor. Like,
you get to have some say in stuff. And I think she has every right to her opinion. Yes. But like, this has got to die at some point. Like, come
also,
on. Get off this hill.
Someone, like one Vanderpump Rules, whatever, Instagram account, said thoughts on tonight's episode. And someone said, Schwartz's money is Katie's money. And she has a right to be involved with the investment. But this
I
is
agree.
False. Nope. They signed a prenup.
Okay.
So they have separate investment.
Here's the difference, though. I think you'll agree with this. Katie has a right to an opinion.
Yes.
That doesn't mean Katie has a right to say your name sucks.
Yeah. Oh,
But that doesn't mean she gets a vetoing power in business.
Absolutely not.
But her opinions get a fly. This is her husband and her husband's stake in the business.
She can give her opinion however much she wants.
Listen, everybody gets to give their opinion, and everybody in this world gives their opinion a little too much these days.
Yeah, including
us. Why would Katie be any different?
We have a podcast giving our opinion on people.
So yeah, so literally. I don't like that. The connotation about, like, there's two different versions of this. Katie gets her opinion versus Katie's making the decisions. And like, there's two levels here.
Agreed. Well, everyone else wakes up. The house is absolutely disgusting. And we're going back to LA and I'm going to crack open my drink.
That was stellar.
Thank you so
much. It had a little tss in it. I'm going to send you just that clip later.
Okay.
Just kidding. I'm too drunk to remember to do that.
Don't do it.
Never mind.
We're back in LA. We're in Lisa's car. James calls. She wants all the ring details. Mm-hmm. This is where we find out he didn't get the ring at Tiffany's, but it's a Tiffany's diamond. He got it downtown somewhere at some.
Do you know what that means? Because I have never shopped for an engagement ring or expensive diamonds or jewelry in general like this.
Actually, so funny you ask. All my jewelry.
I'm actually engaged. Oh.
No, I thought the same thing. And I go, oh, well, I'm not rich enough to have any real jewelry.
I don't know what this means.
So,
like, the most expensive jewelry I have is like a cute, like, kitschy necklace, but like, there's no like designer name to it. Annie and Anne's,
maybe my Pandora, but it's not like.
But like,
I have a charm.
Is there a knockoff? Not really a knockoff, but a place that you buy like Pandora wholesale? Is that basically what this is?
I literally don't know. My mom bought this for me. I didn't even buy it. I have no idea.
Like, can you imagine if you're like, I mean, it's the Pandora bracelet, just not sold at Pandora. I think this is, but
I don't know if Tiffany like manufactures diamonds and then you can buy it at Tiffany's or just the diamond for cheaper and put it on a ring. But this isn't cheap because James is like freaking out all episode about how expensive it is.
So, I have a lot to discuss about this ring with the Watch What Happens Live information.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to Google this question while we're doing this episode. So by the time we get to Watch What Happens Live, I think I'll have an answer or I'll be even more confused.
Okay, well, after this, James is very upset because Max was the only person not at the engagement. We get to relive the fight a little bit, which I enjoyed high key. But Max basically is done with James, but Lisa thinks that James really needs Max, which he does. So, like, maybe. Anyway, Raquel and
there's
James,
hope, but we're not hope. There.
We find out Raquel and James are going to get dinner after work with his family and Raquel's sister and brother-in-law. Sister's a tough cookie. She doesn't really like James too much. She's the older sister, so I get it. Listen, my little sister dated a dude for 5 years, and I didn't like him for 4 of those 5. So not that I didn't like him, but I didn't care if he was around or not. And then the last year came, I enjoyed him, and then she broke up with him. So here I am, like, sad.
Womp womp.
I was sad.
I mean, but he didn't do anything. He wasn't on like the James level of like destruction path.
No. I'm just picky.
Yeah. You were like, you're not my cup of tea.
But yes. Also, I didn't care to get to know him. I don't.
Yeah.
The thing is, listen, I think if Raquel was my little sister and I watched Vanderpump Rules and saw James, I would hate him. But if I'm anyone else, I love his ass because he is so fucking fun.
Here's the thing is like her family has a right to be like, we're cautious. Yes. You kind of suck.
But he's actively trying to get better. I mean, like, did the Max thing set him back a little bit?
And at some point, and I feel like people don't do this enough, even if you're not family, like friends don't do this enough either. At some point when your friend chooses or your family chooses to still be with someone, you gotta like cut back your comments and your harshness. I feel like I'm in this situation sometimes where like you so strongly dislike someone that someone's dating and it's like you give all your opinions and once you do that you got to kind of wipe your hands free and like step back a little bit and you can still have your opinions and talk to other people about them but like stop giving them to the couple.
Totally agree. Next, we go to Katie and Tom's house. We have California. They're reading California Fertility Partners papers and instructions because we find out they've tried really hard to have a baby all last summer, but they might need some help. So they're getting their fertility tested, which I think is great.
I wish we would have gotten some dates, which is a little too personal, but like, and Katie kind of gives a little bit more in the talk with Lisa because she presses on for more details, but
yeah,
what does trying mean? Like, were you like doing a tracking? Were you like peeing on those sticks that tell you when you're like
ovulating?
Like, yeah. Like what is your version of trying? Or did you literally just like have unprotected sex for four months?
It's unprotected sex.
Okay.
Because listen, like the rest of the Vanderpump Rules cast, it was like unprotected sex, baby.
Yeah.
I think this is genuinely, this is another type of trying, right? You just, something's not working because most people, if you have unprotected sex, you're going to end up with a baby probably.
That's what people think.
The chances are high. Yeah. But get your fertility tested, which is great.
Yeah.
I think that's such a good idea. Let's
rule out that there aren't issues and maybe like you just fingers crossed it was all stress.
Yeah. All I do is think of Handmaid's Tale where all the dudes are infertile and it's not the women's problem, but they blame the women. So get tested. Don't blame your women's eggs because they're probably saying, not even bad.
That preview kind of tells me it's Tom's fault.
Yeah, he has like three heads on his sperm, but we'll talk about it. Okay, but Katie may not be pregnant, but I want to take a minute. She is glowing in her interview.
Everybody's like, that is just a big comment on Twitter. Also, yes. One thing I want to mention here is a lot of people are like, Katie, do you actually want a baby? Or are you just feeling left out because four of your, at least previous friends, cast members,
had babies?
Do you only want a baby because everybody else has a baby?
Honestly, though, if all my friends started having babies, I would also maybe want one.
And if I was married and in the right spot, yeah.
Yeah. Like, who cares? Fuck yeah. What's next? We might as well have a baby.
I bet she was kind of waiting because, like, she was the first one married outside of Sheena's first relationship. But
she's probably like, I want to do it with my friends. Why wouldn't you?
Yes.
We all grow up and think that. Like, we're all going to have babies with our friends and then move to the same complex.
Yeah, like, everyone else wasn't mature enough.
Yeah.
I agree.
And they all get to have babies before getting married? That's not in Lindsay's list. It's engagement, marriage, and then babies.
And by the way, Alicia's talking about Summer House now.
Sorry.
We just talked about it in our pre-show, so it makes sense.
Anyway, so we find out Schwartz cannot, though he's going to try and be a father, he cannot transport his sperm alone. So Sandoval's coming over.
Okay, you want to have a baby with someone who can't even transport.
This was big on Twitter. I don't know if I posted the tweet, but
I am stealing this thought from Twitter.
Yeah.
But like, this is concerning. And like, I find it an overstep. The way Sandoval takes Katie's overstep into the business is this is kind of an overstep of Sandoval into
their
personal relationship, but it's Schwartz's fault. Schwartz has invited it. That's the thing. It's Schwartz's fault in both.
Like Katie says, the greatest quote, Sandoval is 100% around 100% of the time.
Yes.
But that's Schwartz inviting him. Like Schwartz,
there are no boundaries. It's a lack of boundaries.
Literally none. So Katie leaves. She's going to go to Lala and Randall's. Schwartz doesn't want her telling him anything, but obviously Katie's going to tell them everything. So that's great.
Well, if Sandoval gets to know, why doesn't Lala?
Yeah, great. So yeah, exactly. Jesus. Ariana's like, don't tell me anything. I'm out of this.
She's like, don't tell me anything because then I have to talk about babies with Sandoval, even if they're not mine. I don't want to talk about babies.
I just opened up the marriage.
When people say summer moon, I'm like, yes, the sun is up and the moon is coming.
It's my son. The ocean? LA's got the Pacific.
It is summer right now.
Hartford, town in Connecticut. Cruise, but I do want a car.
For a drive.
They all have the dumbest names now that you say it. They're like very beautiful names, but when you say them out loud, like, Ariana's like, none of them are real Kevins or
very
anything.
Very easy to just bring into my normal life activities.
Exactly.
Thank you for naming your kids into the activities and things I'm doing throughout the day so I can avoid.
Love it. So Lala and Randall's house, we have Bridget and Hannah, these fitness trainers that are here. And
they bring in suitcases. I was like, what are we doing?
I was like, wow, what a fun workout. Katie's going to do a fun workout, but this is not a normal workout. This is a rich person's workout and it's electromagnetic stimulation. So basically you do a really simple workout while like your body contracts and these
But those things I feel like are the same things that you see, influencers doing when they go to their like plastic surgeon type people and they're like laying on those beds and it's like,
oh my
that
god,
machine
like the
that's like
spray things. Oh my god, like the laser hair,
the little like
thing. But yeah.
No, the little circle thing.
You that, laser away your fat, right?
No, it contracts your muscles. So I think it's the same technology, but you can just lay down and do it. You don't have to work out.
I mean, Lala says like 20 minutes of this is better than hours at the gym.
I wish I was rich. Like I would love.
Well, I have a few thoughts. This seems just like it's a full body period cramp.
So what it does, I mean, I'm not a doctor by any means, however, but I watch these often on people's Instagram stories because I'm fascinated because you often see them and they're big discs that they do whenever you go into an actual office and do them and they like strap them to your stomach for your abs and people do them on their butt too. And there's two like on your butt cheeks. So it basically contracts the muscles. So instead of you contracting your muscles, like doing a sit-up, it just does it a million times. And like, you know how we talked about like muscle, you like break your muscles down. So then it rebuilds and then you have muscle, like better muscles. That's what this is doing.
Listen, I straight up get the technology, but I don't think this is better than hours at the gym because they weren't even sweating after this weird workout they did.
Yeah. But like sweating is because you're hot. They're not hot. Hard.
I don't know. I don't think it looked like that great.
I think it is more impactful than hours at the gym.
You know what? You spend your money on it. Let me know. I'll keep working out.
I don't have money for this. We'll I go to freaking Puerto Rico instead.
And you're living life better. This looked miserable. It looked like a 20 minute period.
What's sad is it like body. Looked like, have you ever woken up and gotten a Charlie horse and you're like, ah, like Lala, like puts her arm back and it's like, ah, and I was like, oh my God.
It was just a full body period cramp. I'm telling you, it just like, you're like, oh, that kind of hurt.
It did seem as I would rather lay on the bed and do it like they do in the doctor's office.
I don't know why we're doing
this. Why are you going to work out and do this?
But I mean, if you're rich enough to do it, use the bathroom before, I guess, because Katie almost peed herself.
Well, which made me think like Lala's had a baby and don't like moms have issues with their bladders. Like I'm shocked Lala wasn't like, I just peed myself.
I know. I would have just let myself pee at that. If I'm rich enough, I have someone else to clean my
pee. Wearing black and like you borrowed the clothes. What do you do? Say like, hey, sorry, I peed your clothes
it's
that you
literally
gave me?
Fine. But okay. So Katie, after this is done, Katie tells Lala they're going to go to the fertility doctor on Saturday. They feel pretty powerless not being able to get pregnant. And it doesn't help that everyone else got pregnant when they wanted to get pregnant. So it's like, Anyway, we go back to Tom and Katie's and Sandoval is here. The fertility doctor himself.
With a gift basket.
Listen, how do you like your eggs in the morning? Do you know? How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I don't want to answer.
Fertilize. I thought it was funny. So Sandoval literally brought a, what I like to call jack off kit or jerk off kit. Sorry. Jerk off kit.
I just called it a gift basket, but that's okay.
This is where I asked, why didn't Schwartz jerk off before Sandoval showed up?
You know what? I was very confused because I thought Sandoval was just going to help him deliver the goods.
Same.
Not cheerleader through the goods.
But again, it's Schwartz's fault because he must have texted Sandoval and said, I need to jerk off for this fertility thing.
I need help before.
Yeah. So because why else would Sandoval show up with a gift basket full of easy things to
I
help?
Halfway expected Sandoval to walk upstairs with him.
And just do it. Yeah. So
well, maybe not do it, but like sit there in the bath. You know, like girls, like when you're like, I'll go to the bathroom with you, but I don't have to go. Like I'll just sit on the countertop.
Yeah, I'll just watch. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Also, weird fact, Schwartz likes cold hand jobs, which I just found fucking weird.
Why this does he come up? Know that? This has come up, and I swear it just came up in season four or in a reunion we just watched when we were rewatching the seasons. But one time he was like hooking up with someone, not Katie. This was before their relationship. And they were in like a car hooking up and it was cold. And ever since then, he has like liked a cold hand job.
Ew. Okay, so it's so not weird.
Actually, no, this didn't come up. Just kidding. This didn't come up in our previous seasons. This came out last week when the two Toms were on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, yep, I was going to say, I do not remember it. Okay, so it's also not weird that Sandoval knows this because obviously it's like okay enough to put on.
This was like, I think, a funny thing that happened. And but that story, I think, still was pre-Katie.
Great. Also, there's a Gwyneth Paltrow vagina candle, which I think Goop is
on
a scam,
loan, though. On loan. Sandoval says he needs that back.
He needs it back. It's the weirdest thing in the world, but it works. After like 11 minutes, Schwartz has finished his businesses. Sandoval,
my favorite thing downstairs, when Schwartz goes upstairs, is like, but don't actually actively wait. Like, just do something else.
Like turn on the TV. But Sandoval's like, we're shooting a TV show, so I can't turn on the TV. So instead,
hey, buddy, you good?
He shoots basketball, which I'm sure that noise didn't help much. And then you hear him just like check in. And then, yeah, Schwartz actually does it. Can you imagine your friend waiting downstairs for you to just,
I would not be able to do it. I would not be able to do it.
All I would think was he's right downstairs. He's
literally thinking about me doing this right now.
He's waiting for me to finish this.
Just like I wouldn't be able to go to like a doctor and do it because a doctor's room would be awkward.
Yes. The saddest part though is Sandoval would do anything to help Schwartz finish for this. He would have like literally cheered him on in the bathroom. Would have been like, you got it.
Please stop using a closed fist. Sorry. Enough and done motion.
I'm just cheering him on. Sorry.
The way Alicia was talking while doing that.
You got to do it.
He will do anything.
You will do it. but whatever. Schwartz is fine. He finishes. He then hands it to Sandoval, who inspects it and puts it in the bag.
I am a very private person. I feel like especially stuff like this. This is like too much for me to even like watch on TV.
I mean,
let alone like to be the friend standing next to you.
It's all Schwartz's fault. He put himself in this position. I don't feel bad.
He probably likes it.
Secretly, he's like, stop, dude, you're embarrassing me. But he's like blushing.
But give more?
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 Why aren't you paying more attention to this?
Why didn't you call up three times to me? I needed another.
I only had two times. but we're back at Lala and Randall's, where Lala brings up the play date in Palm Springs with Summer Moon. Yes. And so Lala tells Katie about Brock not seeing his kids and how the convo got like kind of weird, but Lala kind of takes it as like, if Brock doesn't work out with Sheena, he's going to like ditch his kids. He's going to ditch Summer Moon and Sheena.
Which, okay, I appreciate this framing of it a little more of like, she at the end of it says like, my biggest concern after being a mother, like becoming a mother myself, is I'm worried for Summer Moon. And I appreciate that, but I feel like it's
slightly overstepping.
Yeah. Well, if Brock and Sheena break up, that doesn't mean Brock's going to move. I think the big part of Brock not seeing his kids is the move.
Yes.
So what would cause Brock to move away from Sheena, so far away from Sheena? And I don't think Sheena's the type to cut off Brock no matter what happens.
No.
I mean, she literally texted Rob about Blended, which I found out what that is. It was a festival. It was like a music festival happening in like Nashville and San Diego. That I don't think Sheena would cut off Brock. So therefore Brock would this would never happen in the same way.
Yeah. I also think, again, I don't know the full story and I want to know more about Brock and his ex.
Yes.
But it seems like she was the reason he got cut off. Also the pandemic. But
well, his move triggered her to take severe action.
Yes.
So there's two wrongs here, but like he could, if the mother hadn't cut him off completely, he would have some contact.
Yeah. Again, we don't know if Brock is really trying or not, but how it's laid out is if the mom didn't cut it off, Brock would try to have a relationship with his children.
Yeah, I agree. Not that that, like, I don't want to put blame on the mom because that's not cool. There's blame on Brock too.
Yes, he should probably shouldn't have left. But
yeah, there's a I lot of faults on Brock. But yeah, like Brock not being present in his kids' lives, like physically.
Yeah.
But there does seem to be like an effort on his part to try and still have some type of contact.
He seems upset, which I think is a big, he seems upset he doesn't have a relationship with his two kids. So
I agree. I think Lala's concern is a little too far and a bit overreaching.
Yes. And then she says Brock has a tendency to kick the woman and the kid to the curb. And I was like, a tendency is when you do it more than once, like how she really falls in love with everyone. That's a fun tendency she has.
There's two kids here, but it was the same situation. The
same time. Same
That's not really fair.
It is fine. So now we get to one of my favorite Bravo moments. James's car.
Alicia loves a good edit.
I here love go. Edits. Whoever edits these things, call me. I love you.
Like, you win an Olympic medal in Alicia's life.
James starts screaming. He has absolute road rage.
If you want to go, then just go.
Freaks out.
I get this. I love a good road rage.
Raquel is just talking about how she has a gift for Max from James that she's going to give him. And then James starts talking about how he's done disrespecting people and he's getting a hold of his anger issues.
Yes, he's very calm.
Bravo cuts to 22 seconds ago yelling at the car for you.
I love it. Like,
there was the tweet that was just like, it was prime edit.
Because in normal reality TV, like, you wouldn't need to do the edit because everybody would have been like, oh, well, that's interesting. Like, everybody would have just caught it. But it's like, Bravo loves to be shady as fuck.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, by the way, 22 seconds ago, if you didn't already remember, but like, he is an angry bastard. So
also, I would like to say being angry and having road rage, I think are two different things.
Oh,
I
don't think 100%.
I get angry at people too often, but do I have road rage?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, this isn't the saying, but it's kind of like how, like, people can be nice and sweet in their real life and like troll people incessantly on like social media. Like, you're behind a wall in your car that like you could just scream at people.
Yeah. Listen, we're operating a weapon here. I'm aggressive with this car weapon. I'm gonna don't fuck you wanna hog the road.
Me? I'm gonna flip you off. Don't I'm gonna be a badass bitch.
Me.
But please don't follow me home because I'm really scared.
I'm scared. I will not go home. I will go straight to the police. Listen, I will listen to too many murder.
I don't podcasts. Have that many balls. If you want to roll down your window, I'm going to pretend.
Don't do it. Don't do it. My mom, side note, my mom once honked at someone and they pulled a gun on her and she's never used her horn again.
I would never use my horn again either.
She's horrified. She literally called me and I was like, I'm so sorry. What should I do for you? Like, I was like, okay. But she's like, I'll never. So now she doesn't honk at people unless it's in the suburbs because this is a city and she was horrified.
Never use a horn again.
I know. Just so you guys know. So
I would never drive again.
Things really do happen. And my mom does not have road rage, which is even funnier. She just like honks so she wouldn't get hit.
Sweet baby like, angel.
Like, this person was going to hit her.
Not road rage. Just, hey, by the
no.
way.
But it was like a nice, like, and they pulled a gun. So look out, everyone.
It was a tap, tap, not a.
Yeah, she was like, they were cutting over and like my car was there.
You were going to sideswipe me. She was like,
I'm here.
This was an alert, not an F you.
Yeah, it was like a, by the way, you're going to hit me and then you're going to have to give me money. But but listen, my mom.
Keep your money and your gun. I'm going to go.
My mom put on her brake and let this dude cross like four lanes of traffic and on the highway. She was like, do it. Anyway, so. James is that dude that doesn't have a gun, James, but the guy yell at you.
Without anger issues.
So he actually, the gift is he bought Max virtual reality. Like,
yeah, which this is confusing, things. But he said that they used to play it a lot. And I was like, but if he used to play it, like, doesn't he have it?
Well, I was like, Max's parents are rich enough that they could just buy this for him.
Yeah, but like, if you played like a funny Nintendo Color game and you're like, I'm going to off eBay buy Nintendo Color for him and like, this will be funny.
Hi, Kido.
But this was too like recent.
I was gonna say, I was like, this is something I would do for a childhood friend. This would be like I'd be like, oh, I bought a Monopoly. And I was like, James is not that much older than me, so he did not grow up like differently.
No, but him and these Max, virtual realities didn't they exist played last until
year.
Recently.
I know that's yeah. why I was like, they played last year, and they're like, we used to play together.
He's like, haha, Max already gave it away. I'm gonna buy him another one.
Meredith, remember when we used to watch Vanderpump Rules together? Oh my god, this is like a year ago. It's so dumb. I was like, what the
I'm gonna fuck? Buy you the disc set of all the seasons. I'm gonna buy you on a VHS, even though you don't have a VHS system.
I love do it. Fucking do it. If Vanderpump Rules is on VHS, I want it.
Like, I'm gonna go home and record a ball all on
even
VHS.
Better. Oh, I used to do that even better. But can you be sure to pause during commercials so I don't have to rewind?
1000%. Just like I'll record some ringtones for you on a flip phone and send them.
Send me the whole flip phone.
Yeah.
Love.
Just so you can listen to my favorite songs.
Okay, so Raquel's excited to show Lisa the ring. But James, this is where his anger comes. She cannot ding that thing. Don't ding it.
He's like, watch where you're walking. If you ding that, Raquel, you don't even know how expensive that was. That was $100,000. And I was like, there's absolutely no way it was $100,000. Like, even if it is Tiffany's, still doesn't mean it's $100,000.
I thought the same thing as Raquel. If it's real, if you ding it, does it?
She's like, listen, diamond's like the strongest thing ever, right? I'm gonna be fine. Which, okay, the metal part could get messed up and you could lose your diamond, but so you're not supposed to wear it ever?
Yeah, okay, because then Raquel or James is like, oh, don't ding it, don't even wear it to work. We should buy like a fake ring and that you can wear out. And Raquel's like, what's the fucking point of having a special expensive ring if you can't wear it? And I get this. Listen, I don't buy anything really over like maybe $200.
Okay, I get getting a fake ring for if you did like public appearances, when you travel, like
you're gonna get robbed like Kim K in Paris. Sure.
Yeah, like I get it if you're like, okay, we travel a lot, we do all these kind of crazy like BravoCon, like I don't want you out there with your ring on at these crazy events or when we're traveling. I get that. But you're telling me in my everyday life, when I go to work and there's cameras all around and a bunch of people in a restaurant, you're worried about me dinging it? Fuck off.
Well, Raquel doesn't give a fuck. She's going to wear what she wants.
No, my favorite thing is she's like, it's a beautiful ring. I'm supposed to wear it so other people are jealous.
Yeah, 1000%. That's the whole fucking point of having something expensive.
Why did you buy me this kind of Tiffany's ring and put it in a Tiffany's box?
I agree.
It's on Tiffany's if I can't wear it.
I'm sorry. What? Like, I can't even think of anything I buy that I wouldn't show off. It's like over, I don't buy things that are that expensive.
Yes.
But if I did, I would fucking wear it. I'd be like, look at me.
The only thing I'm so cautious about is like family heirlooms. Or like, I didn't bring them to college because like, I don't want to be. Yeah. Or like, it's not worth it. You assess the worth and the risk. But like, if it's just a ring, you've got it insured. You can always get another one.
Yeah. If you didn't get that shit insured, that's on you. That's on James.
Anyway, it is insured, by the way. Confirmed on Watch What Happens Live.
Are you still there? Sorry, I think we froze for a second.
No, you're good. I said it is insured.
Okay.
They confirmed it on Watch What Happens Live.
Great. So we're at Tom Tom. Lisa is here to meet the Toms. I would just like to say Sandoval's skin is nice and tan. He looks fantastic. Archella was baby. Great. We see Richardson, the dude that offered to impregnate Katie in season 4. We loved it.
A lot of people are saying we should swap Richardson and Charlie, and I don't disagree. I mean, I do stand Charlie more so than last season, but Richardson, I'm here for.
Can we just add Richardson? He's been around all seasons and we've never added him.
I mean, Peep, when we talked about him in season 4, go join our Patreon to get this episode. And he wanted to impregnate Katie.
It was the funniest thing that happened that episode.
I bet Richardson doesn't have sperm that has 3 heads.
Yeah, he can impregnate. Does Katie want a baby?
Katie would be pregnant.
Katie, you want a baby? Okay, so we are talking about the fireworks and the proposal. And speaking of explosions, we're going to fertility doctor and the Toms are we. And this is when I literally freaked out because I thought Tom Schwartz had really handed Lisa the sperm. I was like, oh my God.
I agree. And it didn't shock me. I did not really think it was a joke for a very long time.
I thought it was disgusting. I wrote, oh my God, Schwartz just gave Lisa his sperm and Sandoval almost opened it.
I was like, of course Tom gives it to Lisa because again, we're oversharing with Sandoval. We might as well overshare with Lisa.
Disgusting. But then we find out it's yogurt, which looks nothing like sperm.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even look at like what was in the contents.
It was blurred.
Oh, really?
They blurred it at first. So I thought it was the real sperm. And then it was unblurred when we found out it was yogurt.
Fuck you, Bravo editors. I'm glad because like it got you in on the joke. It's like as if you were Lisa.
Who's this editor that blurred out the yogurt?
The same person who gave you the 22 seconds later.
But then even Lisa was like, why was Sandoval there when you jerked off?
Thank you. And she's like, please stop jerking off and jerking around. Let's get to fucking work.
Start working. So then we go to a baby store with Lala and Sheena.
And I love how Bravo just like gets all these places alone. So like their cast members don't have to wear masks.
Yeah. We can have a full scene too.
We can have a real life moment.
So we need more outfits for Summer Moon because she's verified on Insta and she can't be an outfit repeater. And I just want to say
she surpassed Brock before she was even born. And I know, I was like, amazing. Oh my God.
I would just like to say though, Sheena did not use the phrase outfit repeater, but I needed to. And obviously Sheena didn't watch Lizzie McGuire showing up because Sheena said Summer Moon can't wear an outfit twice. But if she watched Lizzie McGuire, she would know Lizzie McGuire is an outfit repeater. And it's iconic.
Also, like she can wear an outfit twice. Just don't fucking Instagram her that day.
No. But Summer Moon is verified. She has to post every fucking day.
I was like, this is why I fucking hate social media.
You know what? The real celebrities are verified and only post like once a month. So we have no idea what they're up to. Like think of your A-list celebrities. Beyonce posts like 7 pictures.
Think about how long Kylie Jenner can go before people know she's pregnant because she.
Yeah.
The only reason they know she's pregnant is because of her nail color, like investigators. So don't fucking paint Summer Moon's nails.
Like the A-list celebrity Zendaya never posts. Okay. Mm-hmm. Summer Moon is a D-list celebrity at best.
That's a problem. The lower on the alphabet you are, the more you post. You have to keep people engaged.
So we talk about some projectile poop, disgusting. We don't have kids for a reason. Also Lala's boobs are fucking huge.
I thought about that when she did that weird electric workout thing.
They're just full of milk. Anyway. So this is when Lala asked Sheena about the 2 kids that Brock hasn't seen in 4 years because Lala's invested.
They act like they didn't even know this pandemic happened. Can we like start giving him some grace verbally about the 2 years that we have been in this pandemic?
It's
a year in Vanderpump time, a year and a half for us currently.
But still, like, I mean, like, that's a long time. Not like bad. I mean, like we were in a pandemic a long time. Yeah, okay. A lot of us,
a little grace. And now he has a small baby. Like, come on. You want him to ditch that kid too? And
honestly, I still don't think, I mean, like, I know travel is open, but I heard Europe, like the UK might shut down again. Like, we don't know, but like
Australia, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Then he could go out and see his kids. And then he would have to fly back to the US and get like tested. Like, I just think it'd be a nightmare.
He literally has another baby. Like, yeah,
would want to quarantine for 2 weeks. Like,
also if his wife won't even let, or his ex, what, or ex-girlfriend
won't even let calls happen. You think he's going to like, yeah.
Why is he going to fly to Australia? Anyway, Sheena said she's known about the kids since the day they met, and Brock was always super open about the situation, which I think is very helpful.
And I believe this because she says it was his like phone screen
background,
and that he like drinks coffee from a mug with them every day. I believe he does really, really care about them. I think he has fucked up in some ways.
Yes.
And I want to know more because, but like there are two parties and both of them share blame here.
Yes. Also, it's just fun that Lala's giving this advice because right now Randall cheated on
Well, okay. Maybe. What she said, maybe what she said is like, she basically like says like, I'm trying to be supportive and you know, like I just am concerned and I just want to let you know, like, I don't think Randall would do what he did to his ex-wife to me, but I wouldn't put it past him. And I literally in bold red put, wow, this is so timely.
Listen, the tweets are a mix of, this is so fucking funny because this literally just happened to Lala, or so it seems. And then it was, didn't Lala help Randall cheat on his ex with
her? I
don't know the timeline because he was just,
I think the timeline that they have said at least is that Randall was separated but not divorced from his wife.
I mean, listen, I know Randall is still involved in his parents or his kids' life. I know Randall like loves supposedly Lala, but there was the whole cheating scandal that literally happened 48 hours.
Because one, a lot of people are like, stop blaming Lala for like Randall's actions. And I agree with that. Like,
yes.
I mean, but Lala doesn't need to be on a high horse either. But like Randall's actions are not Lala's fault.
Agree. No, I just think it's funny that like it happened and now the advice is coming out and it's just like Bravo editors.
This timeliness makes me think their breakup is fake. And I want to get into it more when we talk about the Watch What Happens Live stuff, because things that Jane says, I'm like, ooh, it put a lot of doubt in my mind. Okay,
I'm excited. But yeah,
this basically, it's going to be a 2-hour episode, and I'm so, I know, excited.
So sorry. Sheena says Brock is an amazing dad, doesn't see Brock doing anything to fuck that up, which, like, I'm sure he is. I don't know Brock at all. Sure, great, amazing dad, doesn't matter. Lala thinks Sheena's track record doesn't help her situation, but also Lala said she doesn't know Brock.
That too.
So,
like, Lala, you and Sheena were in a fight up until like a week ago, so days, you don't know him. And Sheena's track record is, I think, getting her friends' red flag alarms up quicker. They're like scared because they don't think that Sheena sees red flags. So they have to see them for her.
I mean, all fair, Sheena doesn't see red flags.
And this is a red flag. I'm going to be honest. This is a red flag. But that doesn't mean you just shut down a relationship because of every red flag. And there's already a kid in it that it's like, okay, I'm going to share my opinion once, Lala. And then let's like leave it be and be supportive.
Also, Sheena's happy. It's one of those relationships where you just shut up at this point. And
where was everybody with red flags when she dated fucking Rob? Come on.
There were none because he could hang a TV in 7 minutes. Like, there were no red flags. He was
people's perfect. Red flag was their annoyance that she said Rob every 7 seconds, Rob, which yes, Rob, is annoying.
Rob.
Rob.
Okay, we're at James and Raquel's apartment. They're getting ready for dinner. Raquel's so excited for their families to come together because they're gonna create their own family one day.
Which, have their families never met? Haven't they been together for 3 years and they're both like, no,
I think she just gets excited when they like collide, you know?
It's official now, you know?
Yes. But Raquel's a little nervous because her family has met Drunk James and Angry Dreams, and Raquel just, you know, she doesn't know what James who is knows gonna be.
Yeah.
Can I just say though, it's nice that we kind of know Drunk James probably won't show up.
Yes, but at least 22 seconds ago,
Angry James
just screamed.
It was road rage. Leave my James alone. It was just road rage.
I'm just saying that doesn't mean Angry James is out of the way.
You're right. But Drunk James is, it's a 50-50 at this point. Usually it was like 60-30, you know, or like 66.
That doesn't add up to 100%, but
66.7.
Anyway,
33.3.
Let's go to lunch.
Yeah, we're at Sloan's. So Raquel's sister and her husband, Greg, are here. The sister's name is Kate, by the way. So we find out, and this confused me, not at first. So I saw tweets first that were like, what is Raquel's family history?
I texted you about this, hoping that you like could get this down because I'm so fucking confused.
I was okay until the end. So I got Kate and Raquel weren't always close.
Yes.
Raquel was adopted at birth. Kate and Raquel are biological sisters.
Yes.
So they have the same mother and
at least mother. Okay, at least mother for sure.
That's mother named Susan.
Yes.
From what I get, Susan, because Raquel doesn't call her mom, she calls her Susan, could not take care of at least
two kids. Two
children.
Okay.
I don't know who the fuck in like adopting Raquel. I think it was Laura.
I think the aunt Susan's sister adopted Raquel. So technically Kate and Raquel grew up as siblings slash siblings slash cousins, but they probably always knew the birth relation. Like, that's what I don't get. Was it hidden so they grew up as cousins? If so, then I don't like this defensiveness. Or like,
yeah, listen, I think that's what happened. I think Aunt Laura adopted Raquel. Susan had Kate. And they grew up as sisters/cousins.
Susan had Kate first, though.
Susan had Kate. Yeah,
then Susan had Raquel.
Kate and kept Kate. Had Raquel, gave Raquel
couldn't handle it. Aunt said, Laura. Here, sis.
Yes.
Here, sis, take my kid.
Yes.
The dream.
So they grew up. But she said, either way, she said they weren't close. But Kate is trying to make an effort. So
and it seems like there's a little bit of an age difference. Because it sounded like Raquel's pregnancy, like when she was conceived was an accident and unwanted.
Yes.
Okay.
So Aunt Laura took her because Aunt Laura couldn't conceive. Anyway, either way, it seems like Kate and Raquel have only recently gotten close. So either way, I'm kind of pissed that Kate is like so defensive. Because listen, my sister, and same with your sister, I'm going to make assumptions. You can stop me if I'm wrong, but Meredith and I both have a sister. And though we grew up with our sister and we love our sister,
we weren't the BFF sister.
We're not BFF with our sister. Like, I would kill anyone for my sister.
Yes.
But, like, is she my best friend in the entire world?
No.
But she's my
sister. I'm getting closer to mine. Yeah, when you and your sister have kids, I think you'll be where me and my sister at, where it's like you have more in common because you're so excited about the shared common children.
Honestly, I think when my sister graduates college, we're going to be in a great place. She's like close to it. We get closer all the time. My sister's like going
to
graduate.
You have more and more things soon to be having common.
Yes, which is the same way with
and
your
less
sister.
To fight over.
We are fine. We love our sisters more than anything, but we're not even this defensive.
We're
over
siblings.
Our
we're not friends.
But like, we're not even this defensive. So why the fuck is Kate cousin over here bitching to Raquel?
I think, no offense to you, because you're the older sibling and I'm the younger sibling in our dynamics. I think for me, it comes off as like a Kate older sibling thing that, again, still doesn't make sense because they didn't grow up in the same household, but like she wants to be like the older sibling vibe and like protective, but like doesn't have a right to it.
She doesn't have a right. Listen, I would be protective if I needed to be. But honestly, if my sister was seeing...
But you want to do like, this?
Not in front of James's mom. Also, like...
That's another thing for me.
That's the weirdest thing. But like, I would probably tell my sister on the side. And then I would take just like extra... Like I would spend extra time with my sister to get to know James.
Yes.
I would like make a present. So if this happened again, like if I saw angry James... I would step in and like protect my sister.
Yes.
I wouldn't do this. Like, watch out. And then,
but the thing is, James hasn't done anything or shown up as angry James, I think, to provoke this Kate reaction.
Yeah,
and a lot of people are trolling James's mom, but I think that's just what a mom does. Like, James's mom's reaction is very mom reaction type. Plus they are both sober. That I think she's like, that was in the past. That is a different James. I was a different person too before I got sober. This is the fresh start. We both are new people.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. Whatever. So James's mom and brother show up. We're having a lovely like lunch. James does kind of freak out about Raquel taking off her ring. He's like, don't take it off in a public bathroom.
I think he spent a good chunk of money on it. And
yeah,
like any person who like he can afford it, but that doesn't mean he has as much money as one would have to spend that kind of money on that thing. I think it's an appearance thing. He's spending more than he has. It's stressful for him.
Yes. He's a little too like intense about it with Raquel, but he's also what, like 28 years old. I've never spent $100,000 on anything.
And he just gave it to her. Yeah. Like, let's be honest. He just forked over X amount of money and just released it. And is like, oh my God, do not fuck that up.
Yeah. Also, I just want to mention that James and his mom, their relationship's a lot better. They both don't drink. Because James's mom was a hot fucking mess. Remember her?
Go watch season 4 on Patreon to see James meet his mom and bring her onto the show for the first time. Great moment.
Okay. I also want to notice Raquel is literally so healthy. She orders a salad and Brussels sprouts. If you're going to salad, at least get some fucking French fries, Raquel.
Okay. But I was like, I freaking love Brussels sprouts. I wonder how good those tasted.
French fries. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. But also like, let's get some French fries for the table.
Yeah.
That should have been an appetizer.
So Raquel tells James, because I'm sure the producer, because this had nothing to do with the actual lunchtime.
I know. Combo, and course, again, dropped with no reference. Like Raquel, I love her, but does not know how to be on the show yet. Where she drops the like, oh, I gave Max the gift and he told me I was making a mistake. And everybody at the table's like, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Okay. So Raquel is basically like, oh, brought Max this gift. He accepted. This is what happened. And everyone's like, what? So she James then has to own up that like, he's angry sometimes.
This is what tees off the problems. Like,
I know. So he's like, I got really mad at Max and called him like a fat bitch or whatever. Which was kind of funny.
I'm like, James, censor yourself in front of her family. You already know Kate hates you. Why do we have to tell her the exact comments you said?
So then Raquel's sister goes off about how like, oh, you cause issues sober or drunk. And I was like, shut up. And so James's mom.
He was on a workout pill. Back off.
Listen up. I was on pre-workout. I was lit.
I was just really energized.
So James's mom was trying to be supportive. Like, you did the right thing. You gave him a gift. He accepted it. That's a good.
And she was like, you made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. You owned it. You gave him a gift. You're trying to rectify it. I liked what she said.
Also, Raquel's sister has no idea what it's like to be a recovering alcoholic. James's mom does.
Yeah, but like, you can't also put a recovering alcoholic on a pedestal that he'll never make mistakes. That's not cool. He's a normal person still. He's going to make normal person mistakes. He's just not going to make fucked up mistakes. But
then we get do you realize all your mistakes affect Raquel? You're like one person. No. Listen, if Brittany can deal with Jax, everyone, listen.
That is a point, but this is the thing that a sister should say to Raquel is like, I want you to be cautious that at some point somebody may not accept your apology because of James's mistakes.
So this happens so harshly.
No. Yeah. And Raquel already said that to James last episode. Like, we have already had this conversation in the right way.
He is a recovering alcoholic. He was trying to get through, we're fucking fine, Kate. We never have to make
mistakes.
We'll literally never see you again.
I hate that I don't know if this is Bravo or not, but I hate that James always has to be the person who fucks up.
Yes. I mean, fucking whatever. Bring back Greg. I did not give a fuck about Kate. Honestly, she looked uptight as.
Also, people are like, who is the person next to James at this lunch?
That was his brother. I was like, James has two brothers?
That's James's brother?
Or both his brothers. He has two brothers. Because I was super, I was like, I recognize one of them. And then so I watched and said, what's his fuck is James's brother? And I was like, James got two brothers? But I think we knew that because James always said he supported his brothers.
Okay. But they just didn't really, they don't need to focus on them. They're not a part of the conversation, but I was just very curious.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're at Tom. Sandoval's where he belongs, behind the bar. So is Schwartz. This is where Schwartz is.
We're gonna mix up our glassware. Like, how do we make things fresh? Uh-huh. I was like,
and Richardson was like, actually, I sometimes do change up the glassware. And everyone was like,
Richardson's like, I already fucking know this. Stop trying to embarrass me on camera.
Actually, I am the star of Vanderpump Rules. Shut the fuck. I'm the number one guy in the group. It is Richardson.
I'm the number one guy at Tom Tom. Back off.
Richardson.
I've already impregnated Katie. Back off.
Tom has the worst sperm. It's me.
You just put yogurt in a jar. I put sperm in a jar.
Sperm into Katie.
Yeah. Screw a jar.
Put it straight into the wife.
And I didn't even need a gift basket to do it.
So, listen, the wives show up. We're going to have a fun time. Lisa's here. The wives go to the table. Ariana leaves. This is perfect for Lisa and Katie to discuss getting pregnant.
Babies.
Katie tells her about the fertility stuff. And Lisa's like, why didn't you just try? And Katie's like, we did actually, Lisa. Thank you for inserting.
We did for 6 months.
And I get this. Katie needs a mental break because month after month, you think you're pregnant and then you're not. And
it's a letdown. I mean, we don't know this, but like, this is what people say is like, you get your hopes up and then you take a pregnancy test and then it's like, oh my God, what did we do wrong? And then you do it again. And then you get stressed and it makes it worse. And
yes.
This is what I avoid, but like, I get how people do want to do this.
I get it. Yeah. So yeah, same, but I get it. So Katie also feels a little left out. All her friends got pregnant and she didn't. And she was trying.
We get the name drop. Of Stassi. Brittany.
Oh my God. We got a ton of Stassis, which like shout out, bitch.
I'm shocked. Still
causing issues.
I first was shocked that we got the name drop, but then the way the sentence was said, there was no way to cut them out.
There was no way to cut them out. And we get Stassi a little later too, but I think it's just like we're referring to situations where they were included.
Yeah.
So we must just like, can you imagine someone just coming in at season 9 and being like, who the fuck is Stassi?
I don't think boyfriend do, but the way it's said, it just boyfriend. Like sounds like friends. It's like, just because these four people got pregnant, you wanted to.
Does Tom Schwartz even want a baby? We don't know. I mean, he would with Tom Sandoval.
I can't believe they haven't tried.
So Ariana comes back with the boys to the table. Lisa's like, I'm going to set up the discussion.
Lisa's like, hold on, everybody. Gather around. I'm going to drop a bomb and bye, bitches.
Yeah, she literally goes, how's the bar going? And then, like, there's a slight disagreement. We don't even argue yet.
She's like, I shouldn't be here.
The producers clearly told me to say that. Goodbye. And so she leaves. So basically, they're worried about staffing the bar. But Katie and Ariana offer to fill in.
We're here.
And everyone's like, Katie's going to have a role. And so she's like, I volunteered to help. And then Schwartz is the one that says, well, Katie, you're not the most sociable person, which like, sir.
That is okay. One thing I do want to say is like, yeah, Katie is kind of bitchy in this group and in this show, but like, she has never not been professional when she is working at Sir.
Yeah.
We have seen her be professional in her interviews, at her work, at Sir, like everything she has done. I've never seen her have an issue at Sir ever. And there are loads of issues back in the day. Come on.
Issues. Also, who is Schwartz, her husband, to be like, you're not very sociable.
Dude, you couldn't even hang out at a bar.
You had
the day at Pump.
Also, Katie's like, here's my resume. I've literally been working longer than you've been alive.
Yes. Probably. I mean, she had referenced it in other episodes this season about how she has so much experience in the restaurant industry. But hearing that her mom had a restaurant, she basically grew up in it. She wants the legacy of it. Like how that much that means to have that as a family unit too.
Yes.
Makes me understand so much more. This isn't about like having a say or, you know, like owning something or having a baby version of a restaurant. This is like, this is the comfort zone of her life.
Yeah. And she obviously knows about the industry. So if she's helping, like volunteering to help, especially if you're worried about staffing, this is you have a fucking manager. You have a Peter. You literally have your Peter right fucking there.
And if like, I understand that you said like Schwartz and Katie have a prenup, but while they're married, that is their connected money that she would not want to see that fail. So like, it yes. seems like she would do anything in this restaurant to see it succeed once it's open.
So Ariana kind of sticks up for Katie and she says, Katie's pretty experienced. And then Sandoval is like, but I have anxiety if Katie gets involved, which is different than her experience. Kate Schwartz is like going after her resume, which like, isn't right. Schwartz is going to go after, or Sandoval is going to go after Katie. So like, let's get into that.
Yes.
Sandoval brings up how Katie said his name was uninspired and how he was upset that Katie yelled at him in front of a whole bunch of people at his restaurant at Stassi's book signing.
Pause. Two different things. I'm so over Schwartz getting, or Sandoval getting his panties in a wad over this goddamn name. Either own it and be happy with it and don't take Katie's like criticism and like let it go. Like you do get, you, Katie doesn't get veto rights. This is your business with Schwartz. So if Schwartz said cool, then say F off, Katie. We're naming it this. I'm tired of that being Sandoval's like pity party about Katie hating the name.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready to discuss the incident. And by the way, I'm pretty sure that happened in 2018 and it aired in 2019.
I don't know fair enough.
I guess it was season 8. So it filmed in 2019 and aired in 2020.
No, you're right. Into 2020. Cause we started watching 2019. You're right. Mm-hmm. So Stassi's book signing. Katie's like, I don't really give a fuck. That was so long ago. Like, sorry, you're upset. And Sandoval says, Katie feels entitled. And Katie's like, I get that. You think that about me. Basically, I feel like Katie and Sandoval are like step siblings that don't really like each other.
Yes.
And they know their issues.
No matter what they do.
No.
They'll be pissed off at the other one.
They'll always love each other, right? Like they have this like love for each other because
they'll always be in each other's lives, I think, is an understanding.
I think they genuinely care about each other, right? Because they both have people, they both love people that the other one loves, or that they both love people that love each other, right?
Yeah. And like love each other's loved ones, you know, like Katie loves Ariana and Sandoval loves Ariana and Katie loves Schwartz and Sandoval loves Schwartz.
I think through everything they've been through together,
they're a square where they don't touch, but they touch the same people. That sounds so weird, but you know what I'm saying? Like they're opposite corners.
But they have to care about each other in some weird sibling-ish way. They do. They don't want to see the other person hurt, but they are comfortable enough around each other to fucking fight to the death.
Yes.
And so they're going to fucking do it. And so then we bring up the text messages to Stassi that Sandoval sent that were fucking weird. It was something we didn't get
received. Because the incident in 2019 was that Stassi was going to have her book party at Tom Tom. She cleared it with Tom. She cleared it first with Lisa. Then she talked to the Toms. Sandoval had a huge problem with it about staffing issues that apparently then came out, I believe in season 8, that were not even true. And he sent some really harsh text messages to Stassi the night before the event or like the week before the event.
Yeah. So then Katie's like, which I thought this exchange was funny because Katie's like, remember those texts? And Sandoval's like, okay, Tequila Katie, remember your rage texts? Which were, it was so funny to me. You 100%. Look really serious about it. It was super funny because they both suck. They both kind of suck.
But here was my problem is this is my biggest pet peeves. And I think it's because people in my life do this often where like, you're like, Sandoval says that Katie's unprofessional because she screamed at Sandoval at this event at Tom Tom. Yeah. And Katie's like, well, this was the reason why, you know, like this is why this happened. And Sandoval wants to bring up something else to then undermine Katie. And it is an unrelated thing. And I don't like that Sandoval wants to bring up text messages that Katie has sent that are unrelated to the issue they're talking about right now. He's deflecting.
Yes, he is. He's super deflecting. But like, they look so fucking ridiculous because Sandoval is just going fucking insane. And he's just sitting
there. He's screaming in Tom Tom at the moment.
Yeah, which is so funny because Ariana then sticks up for Katie and she's like, I'm sorry, those Tequila Katie texts were like long ago.
6 years ago.
And she's like, listen, we're all talking about the past. Why can't we work together? Yeah. And Sandoval is like, I don't want to have to worry about Katie. I got receipts, Katie. And Ariana's like, calm down. And he's like, I'm going to die on this hill. You guys are fucking putting me in a corner. And Ariana's like, you're.
Well, no, no. She in her interview says, like, I understand that, like, past experiences are what is, like, yeah, adding color to this issue and his anxiety and his worry about moving forward in the future. But, and at the table, she says, Sandoval, you should not die on this hill.
And he's like, but you're backing me into some corner. And she's like, you're yelling at us.
You're the one screaming at the three of us right
now. So Schwartz then tells Sandoval to take a walk. So Sandoval does, which I'm also sitting here like, why is Ariana the one sticking up for Katie? Like,
where is Schwartz? Yes, I agree.
So, yep. And then it ends with Sandoval smoking a steak, which I love a good steak, you know.
And I also love steak. A good, like, frantic, like, where is the person we're supposed to be focusing on? But yeah. Okay. One thing, whenever Sandoval is, like, freaking out about to get up, he, like, screams that Katie is so entitled to her feelings and makes him feel fucking crazy, which everybody's entitled to their feelings. And I'm trying to move on from me personally, the crazy term, because I don't like that term. And I hate that Sandoval does feel crazy in a way, but I also don't like that he attacks Katie for voicing her feelings.
I hate to say this, but this episode or this fight has gone on for more than two episodes and I don't care anymore.
I agree. Both parties, I think Katie needs to rein it in a little, but Sandoval needs to let it go.
As you know, this is what happens when I think fights are dumb and I don't agree with either person. Yes. I don't care anymore.
My thing is Katie's opinions being voiced have thus far in this episode,
yes,
well, only been to her husband. And I think that is valid for her to continue to do that because that's called a relationship. And so Schwartz would always have to deal with that. But yeah, Sandoval has held on to this name thing for four episodes.
I stand by the true villain is Schwartz in this episode. In this fight, it's Schwartz for
on
me.
Twitter, people are saying Sandoval is becoming the new villain.
Oh, they're going after Sandoval, but I don't get it that much. Is that bad?
I think this fight is, he's a little bit out of line.
I mean, I shouldn't say I don't get it. I see where people are coming from. I'm
you
just
don't
not
feel
entirely,
the same way.
I'm not entirely on it. Listen,
Katie's, you see the train, but you're waving to people and they're on it.
Katie's been a villain long enough where we can't say that she's not doing something right. Katie does have a tendency to feel entitled. I'm not saying she's wrong in this situation, but I am saying Katie for a long
tends to voice seasons, her opinions.
She tends to voice her opinions. She tends to be entitled. She tends to give her opinion when it's not welcome. Remember when she came at Lala, she came at Jane. She tends to always be above other people. And her and Sandoval have never gotten along. So did I see this coming from a mile away?
100%.
Yeah, I did. I don't know why.
My thing is, the only reason, in a sense, Sandoval starts to pick up the villain card is because of everybody else at the table sitting there kind of calmly discussing it and Sandoval freaking out. This is definitely a Jax move here.
Do I think Sandoval's literally losing his shit? Yeah. Yes. Do I think he cares way too much about this acid grandma bar? Yeah. Literally.
And it's pre-stages. We have not even probably signed the, I don't know what you need to do to open a business, but there's no way they have opened a business it legally with the government.
Agreed.
The name is on it.
Do I stand by a lot of these issues? The root of the cause is Schwartz. Yeah. 1,000%. Yes.
But that's the problem is he is so sly and so chill. He will never be the problem. And he won't stand up for either his business partner, because he should stand up for his business partner too, or his wife, his actual partner.
No, I'm telling you. Yeah. Okay. Sandoval might look like the new Jackson, the new villain, but the new snake,
the problem. Yeah.
Schwartz is a slithering little snake. He's right there. Hiss, hiss.
I agree.
Baby. Okay, we've talked about this long enough. Who the fuck cares? Okay, anyway.
We have way better stuff to talk about. Yes. Underlying problems. I think are going to be the rest of the season problems. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
So next on Vanderpump Rules, Schwartz's sperm has multiple heads. Lala and Raquel talk it out. Sandoval talks to Ariana about his feelings. Brock and Lala have a talk about Brock's children.
I want this. This is what I'm excited for.
Yeah, same. Sheena cries. Brock cries. And then Lala still is talking about Brock's kids.
And Sheena's like, what did he tell you? I can't wait. This is the stuff that I can't even predict. That's why I'm excited for it.
I'm excited. So we need to do accepted and blocked.
Okay. I'm going to not give a big speech because we are like so far into this and I would rather talk about watch what happens live. So okay. I'm ready just to like name my person and you could reference the last 2 hours.
Great.
You go first because I have 2 people for accepted and 3 people for blocked.
Okay. Well, I'm going to block Schwartz. Done.
I'm blocking Sandoval then.
Great.
My other person was Lala because like I'm not really happy.
Great. Love it.
Who are you accepting?
I literally have zero idea. But I'm gonna accept Raquel.
I thought you would. I'm accepting Ariana because I'm super happy she stood up for like she kind of was the voice of reason in that last argument.
I literally couldn't care less about that argument. Okay.
Care about it. I'm annoyed for like my personal vendetta, like my personal feelings are getting in, like projecting into this argument.
I know. I don't care.
I know.
Not that I don't care.
No. You care about my feelings, but like,
I care about your feelings. I literally
not this argument.
This argument fucking made me laugh. And I was like, let's just end the episode. Okay.
I need it to be dead. Okay. So Raquel and James are on Watch What Happens Live. A lot of polls, obviously, like there typically are in Watch What Happens Live, but Andy asks, not a poll, what is going on with Lala and Randall?
Damn, Andy, you fucking savage.
And if the rumors are true, and he says he doesn't know any details, he's focused on his relationship with Raquel, but they did poll the audience, are the rumors true? And 86% said yes.
86%?
But this, what James said, if I would have been pulled in that moment when they first asked, I would have like said, yeah, I believe the rumors are true. Because they've done this before where like they got into a fight and then like Lala deleted Randall off of everything, whatever.
Yeah.
James said, it is a coincidence. Or Andy asked, like, is it a coincidence? And James says that, well, I mean, she has a book signing tomorrow, so that would make sense. She would want to drum up some press for this James. Book. And they also canceled a pickleball tournament, or like, if they broke up, they would have to cancel this pickleball tournament. And James and Raquel are playing and haven't really heard anything about canceling... And like, what's going on? So this is kind of confusing to them. Like they were like, haha, I guess we're not going to this. I guess we'll have to cancel too. Like
100%.
They were like, we're even confused.
What bullshit. Like, ooh. Well, our poll got 73% said Lala and Randall are not for real broken up. And 27% said they are for real broken up. And while we're on the topic, Tracy said, I thought it was real at first, but I'm on the fence now because they weren't great photos and it was also well staged, but there is a book signing like the day after or something. I'm kind of skeptical now, which also
my thing is Randall going out with 2 girls in Nashville isn't alarming to me considering his business and like things going on.
Also, my favorite tweet is that the 2 girls were the Toms dressed up in drag. So everyone will love that tweet.
Loved that.
Oh my God. Also, wait, we have Dustin and your dad really quick.
Okay, hold on. Let me just brief this really quick. Should Raquel be upset that the ring is not from Tiffany? She said no. They play a game about James's past, like is Raquel embarrassed kind of thing. And they bring up a lot of dirt and people are like, Andy was really coming for James. Yeah.
People were mad.
Which it was very like the tone of things I didn't really like. And I felt Twitter on that. And then, but I mean, it is kind of always funny, the fat shaming kitty. It is not funny.
It's not actual funny, fat shaming.
But the moment it happened, like every time, like it comes.
It was up, so chaotic. It was so chaotic.
It's just hilarious. Whose couple will last the longest? 49% said Tom and Katie, 29% Ariana and Tom, and then only like 7% Raquel and James. But they did say, like, give us time and we will be the ones to show you. And yeah. I liked how they handled that.
Great. Yeah. No, Twitter seemed to say, like, Andy really roasted James and Raquel.
Well, no, I mean, like, look how long Katie and Schwartz have been married. Like, literally, of course, they're going to be number one. Years. Yeah. No official wedding date yet, but Andy asks, will there be a pasta bar? And Raquel was like, that would be a great idea. And I was like,
do it.
And that's the wrap up.
I love it. Okay. Your dad said, hello, Chris. He said, cannot wait to listen. The two of you are doing a great job. Winter/summer and VPR time for down entertaining listening. Quick question. Have either of you met anybody on the shows, or which cast member would you like to meet? So Chris, you should listen to Winterhouse First Look.
He did. He has since. I'm sure, listened to it.
Let's do solely Vanderpump.
Actually, I'm going to say he played it. It doesn't mean he listened.
That's fine. I'm going to go solely Vanderpump. Which cast member would we like to meet the most?
Out of curiosity, Raquel right now. I want to know about James. The wedding.
I'm full James. Someone from our old work has hung out with James, and I think he sounds like a motherfucking
forgot blast. About that. That was in Ellie. That was in a pre-show for sure. Or like, yes. That has been mentioned. So go listen.
I think James would be lit. Also, I can go to see you next Tuesday.
Okay. Summer House. Who would you want to hang out with?
Oh my God.
I want to meet Paige. I just love the fashion. I want to sit in her closet and talk.
She was honestly so nice, but I think.
Oh yeah. You have met all of them.
I think Lindsay would be so much fun to grab a drink or like go out with. Mm-hmm. She was so fucking kind. And Kyle was great. Anyway, Dustin said about Vanderpump, Katie has been the absolute worst this season on VPR.
I don't feel the same. 100%. I'm like 30% on board with that comment.
I legit have to distract myself whenever she's on screen and talking.
Oof.
The privilege of this woman is completely unbearable. Listen, I don't think she's that bad, but has she been consistently kind of bad? Sure.
Dustin, see, I'm just thinking about this a little more, and I hate to disagree with you because I love you, but like, I have a follow-up question that I'm going to put on Patreon, to be honest.
Yeah, just post. Yeah. Great. So, also Sandoval seems like a friend you'd really want to have, but also like a chore to hang out with. He's needy. I agree. He's just a needy douche.
Yeah.
Like, yes, please plan out an amazing party for me, but then let's also just play pickleball without a theme. Not everything has to be so extra.
I agree with that. Like,
it's a lot of work.
If Sandoval like plans it, it is kind of like, oh my God, can we just do like something spontaneous and chill for a minute? I get that. I'm on board with that.
I get it. I mean, listen, both of them are kind of nightmarish. I don't care.
For like different reasons, which is like why I feel like it feels stressful from both sides.
Yeah. Straight up wish I cared, don't. But thanks for your thoughts, Dustin.
Dustin, I always want to hear your thoughts, and I do.
But then he says, also looking forward to Winterhouse, which I think is where our whole mindset here is. After meeting you, I'm actually a part of the cast
tomorrow night.
Oh my God. Yeah. But yeah, tune in. We're excited. We're pumped, for lack of a better word. We have Winterhouse coming up. We're going to keep doing this. I don't think this season will be that long compared to most seasons. So that's exciting.
I have no idea. And I kind of like that, but I mean, this is what a live episode does to us. Like basically 2 hours.
This is why we can't drink.
No, I honestly think it's the topic too.
But it was super fun. We're going to go. We got Beverly Hills and we got Winterhouse. Craig and Austin are live. It's after your time when you're listening to this, but fuck you guys. Yay.
No, the real thing is go listen to Summer House. It's going to be out in a few days.
Winterhouse.
Until next time. Oh yeah. But Summer Is Fun podcast is what you're going to want to look for.
Yes. Great. But goodbye.
Bye, guys.